Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government is flying blind and budgeting like there's no tomorrow and adding more money to an already strong economy. That's according to the latest assessment by the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. We're joined by its chair, Seamus Coffey. Seamus, explain where you think the government is going wrong.
Yeah, good morning, Shane. So one key issue with the budget that the government put out there at the start of October is that it has an extremely short-term view on the fiscal side, on the budgetary side. The government have only provided numbers for 2026. There's nothing beyond that. It's as if 2027 and 2028 don't exist at all. We should have a longer view than just 1 year. And indeed, within 1 year, we've difficulty with the government actually sticking to the numbers they put out. But actually, we should see things out over more longer term, medium term, even 3, 4, 5 years. We know even coming down the track, not just over 5 years, but 10, 15, 20 years, there's demographics and healthcare and pension issues coming down the line. But we have a budget that stops 1 year ahead, and that simply isn't the appropriate way to do things.
And is it just about the lack of long-term planning, or do you have a difficulty with how much they are spending at the moment?
So there is that lack of a medium-term approach, but also if you just look within year, like, so the Fiscal Council had the report out today that assessed budget 2026. We're not finished with 2025 yet. Indeed, last week, as the Minister for Finance was changing, the government put before the Oireachtas $2 billion of supplementary spending estimates for 2025. So we're in the end of November, and we still haven't got the final figures for what the government expects to spend in 2025. And if we look at what's happened during 2025, compared to what they set out in the budget last year, it looks like spending this year would be about $4 billion higher. So we've had far greater increases in spending as we've gone through the year, whether that's policy announcements, whether that's things the government haven't taken into consideration, or whether it's the traditional overruns we see across a range of departments. But the government are actually putting through around $4 billion of additional spending beyond what they set out in the budget last year. So not only do we not have that medium-term approach, we can't even get the figures right for the 1 year that we are doing.
Did the budget in October, though, not seek to rein in spending? It got rid of the so-called once-off cost of living measures. There were no income tax cuts to speak of. I mean, some of the opposition benches were even referring to it as an austerity budget.
So it certainly wasn't that. But we have seen sort of a pattern in recent years of the spending growth in the budget being set out as it'll be lower next year. So even though we might be hitting spending growth rates of 8, 10, and possibly even above that on an annual basis in recent years, and that's at a time when inflation has come down significantly. So these are real increases in spending. The budget typically have set out that spending growth will be lower next year. But as we say, as we go through the following year, we see further policy announcements, we see overruns of those spending growth rates creep up. Now, for 2026, the government has set out that spending they expect to increase at a base by around 6%. And that's a long way from an austerity budget with forecast inflation of 2%. That is a pretty significant real increase. And if you look at what the government is doing sort of with the overall public finances, for this year they expect to run a surplus of around $10 billion. That is pretty significant. But with corporation tax continuing to pour in, with the economy performing strongly and income tax and VAT doing pretty well and PRSI doing pretty well, the government actually expected that surplus, which will be $10 billion this year, will fall to $5 billion next year. And that's been driven by budgetary decisions, the fact that the government are increasing spending beyond the rate of revenue increases. And if you look at that corporation tax, for next year, they expect it to be $34 billion, which is a huge sum. But the planned surplus is just $5 billion. So pretty much all of that huge corporation tax, much of which is uncertain, it's highly concentrated, it's highly volatile, pretty much all of that that has now been baked into ongoing spending commitments by the government with a planned surplus of just $5 billion from that $34 billion of corporation tax that's pouring in.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Is it possible you're wrong on the corporation tax receipts, that actually they won't be temporary, they won't be excess? They're not actually volatile. We've had this huge growth over quite a number of years now, and lots of predictions that they wouldn't last, and they keep lasting. Is it possible you're wrong?
Corporation tax is one that is concentrated, and that's certainly the case. The top 10 account for about 60%, but even within that, it's possible that the top two or three are paying up to a third of those overall receipts. It is highly volatile. We see it changing from year to year, even from month to month. And it has risen significantly in recent years without much really of an underlying explanation. And it is highly uncertain. Like, if it's going to be $34 billion next year, who's to say where we're going the years after that? Now, the Fiscal Council aren't making any predictions that corporation tax is going over a cliff edge. Indeed, if you were to look at the trend in recent years, it's possible that it will likely continue to rise, particularly over the medium term as things like the 15% rate kick in. So we would be raising concerns about corporation tax. In no way is it a forecast that we expect it to go over a cliff edge. The issue is just the ongoing sustainability of public finances. Government supports, government income supports, government services, capital spending are all vital things that we want to be doing on an ongoing basis, doing it every year, not just when this huge corporation tax windfall is coming in for the government. It's not necessarily sort of a prediction that we expect it to fall. We do raise regular concerns about this corporation tax. It is also, must be considered a kind of an odd taxation. Generally, when we look at taxes, we consider them to be a withdrawal from the economy. The government is taking money out of domestic businesses or out of the pockets of domestic households and then spending it, is putting that money back in. The bulk of this corporation tax is being paid by foreign companies. Of course, we know the bulk of that is actually US companies with operations here to service international markets. If the government is collecting $20-25 billion of corporation tax on those US companies and is pumping most of that money back out into the economy, it's providing demand and additional spending into an economy that doesn't need it. The economy is performing well. In overall terms, unemployment is still around 5%. Growth is pretty strong. If we pump this money up now out into the economy, you have a double whammy. One, you're making the public finances more vulnerable if there was to be a negative shock. And two, you're pumping demand out into an economy that doesn't need it.
Final question. Those of us who were around in 2008, 2009, remember a €20 billion hole emerging in the public finances almost overnight when the tax receipts from the bubble property economy evaporated. I know you're not making predictions, but is it possible, given you say how volatile these corporation tax receipts are, that something similar could happen again at a future date?
Yeah, so there's no doubt there are echoes of what happened in the past with where we find budgetary policy now, that we are very dependent on what is an uncertain revenue source. It is providing huge revenue at the moment, but that could change. But there are also differences. Like, if you go back to 2008, when you had that concentration and reliance on stamp duty and VAT from new houses and income tax from construction workers, that was clearly linked to domestic activity. And when those taxes stopped, well, it stopped because the domestic activity stopped. So there was a $20 billion drop in tax revenue. Tax revenue fell by about a third, a huge hole up the public finances. And we had 200,000 jobs lost almost pretty quickly in construction and other related sectors. So that was everything coming down. A difference now would be this corporation tax is highly uncertain. It is limited to a small number of companies, and it's not as directly linked to domestic employment. We're unlikely to see a huge drop-off in employment in US companies, even if that corporation tax was to fall. Like, corporation tax has gone up by a factor of 6 or 7 in the last 10 years, but employment in US multinationals, while it has grown at nowhere near that rate. So while there are some similarities, I think we can isolate the corporation tax as being a very sort of specific issue linked to a small number of companies. Where back in 2008, it was the taxes the government was taking in, it was the spending the government was undertaking, and it was just the general performance of the economy, which were all hugely dependent on construction. There are echoes of it in where we are now, but there are also differences.
Okay, Seamus Coffey, Chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Kira, less flying without wings and more flying without radar, it would seem.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.